Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. Hey, we're continuing our theme, talking about God making us joyous overcomers in this new year. And my theme today is shake it off and move on. You know, we all go through difficult, painful, disturbing situations in life. Maybe it's relational, maybe it's financial, whatever it may be. And you may have been through some difficult things in 2021, in 2020. Hey, we've been through some, you know, this pandemic and so on. But, you know, and in this pandemic, there's been a great rise of depression, suicides, and so on. But as we enter this new year, we need to shake things off, shake it off, and move on. If we want to see a successful 2022 and see God accomplish all the things that He would accomplish in us and through us, we've got to shake some things off. And let me read a passage related to the Apostle Paul in this regard, and it's in Acts chapter 28. And Paul is on a ship being taken to Rome as a prisoner. And lo and behold, the ship gets in a storm and they suffer a shipwreck. But they all make it to shore, some swimming, some floating on boards and pieces of the ship. And they all, I think there were a couple of hundred prisoners that were being taken that Paul was a part of to Rome. And so they all get to the shore. It happens to be an island called Malta. And I'm just going to read here chapter 28 of Acts. I'll start reading verses 2 and 3. It says, and the natives, they've just been shipwrecked. Paul says, showed us, I'm sorry, Luke is writing this about Paul. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. So it's very unpleasant. They've been shipwrecked. It's raining. It's cold. Goodness. And verse 3 says, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live. Verse 5 says, but he, that is Paul, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, when they, that is the natives, were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead, but after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Now, this viper comes out, and it's a poisonous viper, because the natives there recognize it, and they expected Paul's arm begin to swell or to fall over dead. But the Bible says Paul just shook it off. Now, at this point, we could understand if Paul threw his hands in the air and said, why me, God? Why me? Because think of all he has gone through. You can read about in Acts how in city after city, mobs have tried to apprehend him, and sometimes they have. In Philippi, he was publicly beaten and thrown in jail. In Lystra, he was stoned and dragged out of the city and left for dead. In Jerusalem, a Jewish mob attacked him, tried to kill him. The Romans rescued him and imprisoned him. And now he's been being taken as a prisoner to Rome. They get in a storm, the ship is wrecked. And so now here he is on an island, and he's building a fire trying to get warm, and a poisonous viper latches on his arm, his hand. So that is why we could understand if Paul just said, oh my, I give up, God. Why is all this happening to me? But he didn't. He just shook it off. Now, I dare say Paul has been having to shake off a lot of things. He had to shake off those mobs that tried to kill him in Jerusalem. He had to shake off that storm stoning that he received in Lystra. He had to shake off that beating and jailing that he experienced in Philippi. And so many things he's had to shake off. So this was just one more incident that he had to shake off. He didn't throw up his hands. He didn't get frustrated. He didn't get angry. He just shook it off into the fire. Oh, my friends, let me encourage you, shake off some things. Anything that's holding on to you, that has latched on to you from the previous year, let me encourage you, shake it off today. Don't drag it into this new year. Shake it off. You will be surprised what God will do. I saw a cartoon one time, and a woman was standing in front of a rack of greeting cards. And there were two sections of greeting cards. One section, the heading said, "Get well." The other rack, the heading over it said, "Get over it." And yes, there are so many things in life we all have to get over. We have to shake it off so that we can move on and see God display his presence and power. Now, here's something that happened. As a result of this, God, of course, gave Paul great favor there. And he was taken to the primary, I guess you would call him the governor of the island, who was sick. And Paul prayed for him. He was miraculously healed. And then people started coming from all over the island to be prayed for and to be healed. And there was a great healing revival that broke forth on this island of Malta because Paul shook it off. So let me encourage you now. Maybe somebody has done you wrong. Maybe something has latched onto you that would drain you of your courage, of your peace. Oh, my friends, shake it off now and determine that you're going into 2022 free from that thing, with a forward vision, expecting God to do great and mighty things in your life in this new year. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you're joining us. And I'll see you tomorrow. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. A lot of resources there that you will find helpful. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.